trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now is the time. Because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. I just opened the FanDuel Sportsbook app this morning, and lo and behold, the XFL futures are out. You can bet on Tampa Bay to win a championship with a former Bears head coach named Dr. Death. Why wouldn't you? I've spent worse money on shtick. And when was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. And be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Capital.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good morning from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Mark Rohde. Does your youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. 24-year-old Patrick Holmes is a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP made real with Kansas City's 31-20 victory over San Francisco in Super Bowl 54. Chiefs did it again, killed off a double-digit deficit to overtake the 49ers and win. 61-year-old Andy Reid with his first Super Bowl ring as a head coach. NBA, before the Super Bowl was played yesterday, the Bulls lost their third straight game. Final score in Toronto, Raptors 129, Bulls 102. Chris Dunn missed the game with a knee injury. Zach LaVine 18 for the Bulls, who get a couple days off before Zion Williamson, and the New Orleans Pelicans are in town on Thursday. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow. Coming soon, the NBA trade deadline. It's Thursday at 2 p.m., Thad Young had 21 for the Bulls yesterday. And Philadelphia police say that this morning they have closed their investigation into a claim that the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, Gritty, punched a 13-year-old boy during a November 19th event. It was concluded that there was no merit to the alleged claim. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. This is 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Santana Energy Services. Visit SantanaEnergyServices.com.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Yeah, you know, I don't care about that. I mean, I really don't. This is a pure team sport. I love that part of it. I mean, that's why I got in it. I didn't get in it to, you know, for any other reason other than to win games and to win them with great people. And so we bust our tail to do that as coaches and players. That's what that I think needs the respect. And so the other stuff, you take care of that, everything else happens. And that's not really where my mind goes. I mean, it's really the last thing on my mind.
Middays on The Score.
That's Andy Reid. You can win it with great people, and you can win it with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Frank Clark. That's okay. You can win it with whoever you want, but there's no doubting the fact that indeed they won it. The Bernstein and McKnight Show, Super Monday, talking about all that happened yesterday, and we can get the football thoughts
of this man, Eric Edholm, who is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm, NFL and NFL draft analyst for Yahoo Sports, who joins us regularly on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Well, they did it again, Eric. It was almost to script. We had an over-conservative Kyle Shanahan blowing a fourth-quarter lead, and the magnificent young quarterback being magnificent again, as so many expected he could.
Yeah, I mean, with Kyle, you heard him all week long, and you know, he sort of tried to sidestep the questions about, you know, learning from 28-3 and all that. I was just sort of shocked at how he played certain elements of the game, especially at the end of the half, and then, you know, kind of, you know, some of the decisions later, I don't think were necessarily awful ones or anything like that, but that final possession of the first half sort of sticks in my head. But I just didn't understand how he could feel great about being tied 10-10 when the dude across the field is as good as he is, even if they had his number early on at one point.
Yeah, I just kind of think that coaching decision mistakes are mostly fixable in this league, and Andy Reid is a guy that kind of exemplifies it. He's made mistakes before. He's altered his approach. He's changed his idea about how to be aggressive during a real big game that that we saw yesterday. I would give Kyle Shanahan as even a chance to get back to, you know, if not a Super Bowl, then prominence as anybody in the league.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I know people are sort of saying, well, what does this mean long-term for Jimmy's place with him? And, you know, can they win a Super Bowl together? And I don't know about all that this morning. Well, you know, that's probably for another day. But I think he's a really good coach, and I think he sort of just got out of character in this game a little bit. And, you know, I felt like it sent a pretty big message about how he was feeling, both about, you know, his defense abilities stop Mahomes should he go three and out at the end of the first half and give the ball right back to him, but also about, you know, his faith in what Garoppolo could do in a 2-minute drill. I just, that was, you know, something that stuck in my head. I understand that had Kittle not been called for that OPI, or, you know, I mean, you know, Jimmy did what he needed to do, but it did reflect Shanahan's thinking, not calling that timeout sooner and letting a whole minute, you know, come off the clock there.
And we keep underrating the performance of the Chiefs defense. The fact that they did what they did in the fourth quarter. I mean, I understand why it's our nature to look at the heroics of the quarterback and those who are scoring the points. I always joke in training camp, when it's your team against your team, people still cheer the touchdown pass, and then the defense is like, yeah, come on, you know, what are you cheering? Why aren't you cheering for us? That performance late, they kept getting the ball back for Mahomes, and we're not saying anything about it.
I think you can look back at their sort of key defensive stops as really, you know, how the game turned a little bit. And you know, obviously, you know, the bad interception in the first half by Garoppolo, it came via pressure, Chris Jones, and then somebody else came in after that. You know, that forced the issue. But also that stop with, you know, whatever it was, 6 minutes to go, 7 minutes to go, you know, getting them, you know, second and five is a really good play calling situation for the 49ers there, and for Chris Jones to bat down the first pass and then to kind of, you know, force Garoppolo to hurry up his throw on third down. That was a crucial stop. They don't win the game without something pretty close to that. So, yeah, I mean, I just thought time and time again. I mean, even, you know, Breshad Breeland, maybe somebody gets overlooked a little. He got hurt in that game, and him to kind of limp back on the field and help them play and keep that secondary relatively intact was absolutely crucial.
What did you think of the OPI call?
I didn't like it. I know other people said, okay, it was clear. He extended his arm. Here's the way I look at it. In another game, maybe that is OPI if they're calling it really tight. They were letting them mug guys last night. You know what I mean? Just felt like time and time again, you'd see really physical. And I love that. I thought it was great. But that one call stuck out like a sore thumb, in my opinion. It didn't fit the way the game had been called to that point and the way it was called for the rest of the second half as well. So, you know, that's how players play. They adjust to the way Vinovich and his crew are calling the game. Doesn't matter who the crew is. But for me, that was the biggest thing. If they were calling it tight all game and they flagged that, okay, I get it. But that didn't fit the path they were on, it felt like.
Were you surprised that the Chiefs ran the ball as well as they did? And after all that we made about what happened with Kareem Hunt and the spectacular seasons that he had, they found a guy who got it done in the biggest moment and could have made a case for his own MVP award.
Yeah, I mean, look, I completely get why Mahomes would win it, in the sense that, you know, he didn't play great in terms of, you know, the first part of the game and everything, but, you know, he willed them back. But Williams, I don't know that they do it without him either. You can make a case for it. He was, you know, he's come up so big now 2 years straight in the playoffs. And this is a guy who, you know, the Dolphins were always looking for excuses to move on from. So for it to come back in Miami the way it did, you know, I mean, he and Raheem Mostert were teammates for a hot minute there back in 2015. Both, you know, clearly belong on the stage. Both had an imprint on this game. Yeah, I mean, without Damian Williams making some of those key plays, there were a few spots where the Chiefs' hill might have been a little steeper to climb, I think.
What did you think of the way the Niners kind of made Patrick Mahomes uncomfortable through the first three quarters or so? And did the Chiefs change something to kind of unlock what they were able to do, or is that just Mahomes going Super Saiyan?
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. I don't know if you guys noticed this. There was a play where Mahomes scrambled. He was under pressure. He stepped up in the pocket. He scrambled, and there was a 49ers defender just sort of standing in front of him, preventing him from getting the first down. And Mahomes got up and looked frustrated. He wanted a late hit call or something. It wasn't there. But to me, it was like, whoa, Patrick is rattled. Like, I had not seen that before. He looked like they had gotten in his head. Constant hits, a barrage of pressures, you know. There was nothing on his throws, too. I mean, prior to that third and 15, the 44-yarder, he was short-arming stuff. He was aiming balls at, you know, the Tyreek Hill play right before that. It hit the, you know, they overturned it on replay. You know, that's a throw he usually drills in there, but it looked like he had no juice in his arm. So I don't know what got into him. It's just that will to overcome or something like that. I think he was a little banged up last night. I don't know that there was any real schematic change they made other than finally doubling Nick Bosa, you know, and making it that much harder for him to get to the quarterback.
That was my next question. Why did it take so long after he's winning every single matchup, as he always does? His pads are always low pads. He's always getting his guy backward. Even when he's not making the play, he's making a play, if you know what I mean. And then finally, said, you know, maybe we should put another guy on him.
I was shocked. You know, I understood coming out with the game plan of, hey, we're going to run our stuff. We're going to let Eric Fisher, our former number one overall pick in the draft, you know, see what he can do against Nick. But when you see it's not working, you know, it's the coach's job to adjust. They finally did. I thought they did it about a quarter and a half too late, you know. So the Chiefs try to let their guys, their five, block, you know, the opponent's rush. And they trust Mahomes to make smart decisions, to move up in the pocket, use his athleticism, get rid of the ball, whatever it needs to be done to avoid sacks and hits. So they trust their 24-year-old quarterback in a way that some teams don't their 30-year-old quarterback. So that's impressive, and I love Andy Reid for that. However, when it's this big a difference maker in that game and you risk getting your one true ace in the hole hurt, then I'm questioning the strategy a little bit.
When you see Mahomes and look at the entirety of his postseason, the fact that they're down double digits in every single game, that they win each one of those by double digits, it's really easy to say he's poised for everything, but I truly think he is poised to have whatever kind of career you could imagine here, and it's weird to say that and just to have everybody go, yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, and again, it didn't quite work out this way, but I mean, I feel sort of the same way when Aaron Rodgers went through the playoffs and was the 2010 season. I know they were a sixth seed, and it was sort of a different path and all that, but, you know, Rodgers was playing so well. He came out the next year, they were 15-1. I mean, look, everything looked to be where this guy was ascending at a rate that we had never really quite seen before, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm on the same sort of, you know, vibe or wavelength that you are with this, in the sense that, you know, even without his best stuff, he just gritted his way to a victory and did what he had to do. And nobody felt like they lost faith in the guy along the way. I don't know why they would, but, yeah, I mean, he's got special ability to make magic. I guess that's the best way. Huh. Creative, you know, when things break down, things aren't perfect, that's when you need your quarterback to to come up with solutions that, that previously weren't there.
I keep making the Steph Curry comp because of a guy who changes the geometry of the game a little bit and is doing things that, you know, comes out of college, like, yeah, there's some skills there. Okay, you know, we can do some things. There's some measurables there. But then just the approach is different. The attitude is different. And his he looks at a deficit and 8 minutes on the clock and figures he can easily, you know, put up three touchdowns like that. So Steph Curry begat Trae Young and how many other countless shooters from the logo. I wonder what Patrick Mahomes, what seeds are being planted now in seven on sevens? What seeds are being planted in the way coaches call games, in the way the NFL looks at certain college prospects? What do you think is going to be the larger meaning of this success this early in this way?
Yeah, I mean, that latter point is like a thin line there. It's a really, I think it's an important point to bring up in the sense that, yeah, of course everybody's out looking for the next Mahomes. And maybe it does open our minds to some prospects that aren't perfect in every situation. With Mahomes, when he came out, I mean, look, I overrated the fact that he threw some bad balls up for grabs and that he was, you know, he looked kind of reckless. And what I ignored was the fact that Texas Tech's defense would give up 42 points on a good day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he had to do that every single play in college to keep his team in it. I didn't recognize that fact enough when he was coming out. I thought he's mistake prone. That's not the right way to look at it necessarily. So then you ask yourself, are there guys like that? I mean, who can use all those skills that he has maybe in a slightly different way? I mean, the only one I can really come up with for this next class is Joe Burrow, in the sense that, you know, we never counted him out this year. They were down 17-7 to Clemson. He could run. He could throw outside the pocket. He never looked, unduly, pressured or anything like that. I mean, he just looked like a guy who, okay, we got this. All we got to do is score touchdowns the next two times. Let's go to work. So I just don't know if you're going to find anything close to that on an annual basis.
You know, because of the ways, the very different ways that these teams are put together, I find their future independently really fascinating. With the Chiefs, it's, you know, pay Mahomes and fit in whatever else you can around him because that's the guy you have to have. But with the Niners, there's so much more than the sum of their parts, perhaps. And yet, Emmanuel Sanders, Jimmy Ward, Eric Armstead, they're all free agents coming into this next season, or coming into next season. After 2021, it's Sherman and Buckner, both of them up. How do both teams go forward to make sure that they're not the teams that slide back?
Right, and especially, you know, I mean, Garoppolo is now into that contract where, you know, he's getting paid more, and Patrick soon will be that. I mean, his, you know, I think it was Kevin Van Valkenburg who said this morning, is Mahomes' contract the greatest, you know, bargain in history? Mm. Well, yes, probably. Yeah, I mean, he and Dak are probably in the discussion, so... You know, relative to that, obviously the Chiefs won in that window. You know, the 49ers have not yet done that. And it's very difficult with all those, you know, previous first round picks on the defensive line and, you know, all those other little parts they've put around them. You know, you can't keep them all. And that's the biggest question. I think they really have to prioritize and say which two or three guys are absolutely indispensable on this defense. And, you know, how do we build the depth? That's why teams, I think, are always thinking, you know, like for this coming draft, not who are our, you know, what needs do we not fill this year, but who are our free agents next year and the year after? Those are the positions we have to draft depth at.
Eric, thanks for the time and the expertise today and throughout the playoffs. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been a blast. Talk to you guys down the line. See ya.
That is Eric Edholm, brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Molly from The Morning Show, who lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today. And when you buy your first month of food, you get a month absolutely free, a whole month. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started. When we come back, I want to revisit something that was said on this show that got you more ready for this Super Bowl than you knew at the time.
We'll get a prediction from the past that came very, very true. And I want to take a look at the broadcast, too. I thought we saw some different things from that broadcast that I didn't expect. We didn't commercials midday, midway, in a little while, and Rich Campbell at 11. It's Bernstein McKnight on Super Bowl Monday here on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
If he's turned down $250 million for contract extensions in the past, he wants to get more money than that. He has to be good the next two seasons. So I'm not worried that if Chris Bryant is on the Cubs, that Chris Bryant will be good. I still just think now the clock starts. When is Chris Bryant going to be traded? Because it feels inevitable.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
We know you've been planning for Valentine's Day for weeks. What, you haven't? Walgreens has you covered with everything you need to say Happy Valentine's Day in no time. Say, I love you, with the perfect Hallmark card. Say, you're my sweetheart, with sweet deals on candy. Or say, BFFs forever, with great classroom gifts. So head to a Walgreens only minutes away and get sweet gifts in a heartbeat. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card through February 8th, select fragrances are 20% off and select Russell Stover chocolates are buy one, get one free.
And Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. It is cold. Winter is here and it's getting colder. And then it thaws and it gets colder again. That means your pipes are at high risk for expanding and bursting. That's no good. That's scary when all of a sudden there's water pouring into your house. Well, the sooner you call Aloha Restoration, the better. You don't let this water damage ruin your home. And you don't have to panic because Aloha has seen it. They can handle it. I know this from personal experience when there's water coming through the ceiling and my wife is on the phone going, what do I do? And, all right, let's call Aloha. And they told me exactly what was going to happen, exactly what they were going to do. And it's like they made it unhappen. Aloha responds quickly when your pipes burst and water's flowing. So for water remediation, mold removal, or home remodeling, call Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, or visit aloharestores.com.
For kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today, 1-877 cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
March 1st, be a superhero for a day and take the plunge. At the 20th annual Chicago Polar Plunge, presented by Jackson, benefiting Special Olympics Chicago, where we're all freezing for a reason. At North Avenue Beach, make the plunge on your own, join a team, or recruit your own fearless team. And don't miss the meltdown party after your plunge. All funds raised support 81 year-round competitions for 7,500 athletes in Chicago. The 2020 Chicago Polar Plunge, presented by Jackson. Sign up at chicagopolarplunge.org. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
Football is such a small part of your life chronologically, but a gigantic part of your life emotionally. You know, the highs and lows, you can't ever replace that in anything. You think you can, but you can't. Just your teammates, being around them, and you miss all that.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Walgreens is only minutes away with sweet gifts this Valentine's Day. Say I love you with the perfect Hallmark card or BFFs forever with great classroom gifts. Walgreens. Now with card through February 8th, select fragrances are 20% off and select Russell Stover chocolates or buy one get one free.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now third down and goal. Here's Kelce. This is their biggest target down here in the red zone. He's working against Richard Sherman. Mahomes throws, pass, caught, Williams, touchdown, Kansas City.
Very solid Fox broadcast yesterday from as solid a guy as it gets. And it was interesting to see when they were showing the difference between the Kansas City Chiefs' last Super Bowl appearance in Super Bowl IV, 50 years ago, and the differences that there were. Obviously, the prices of tickets, the prices of the spots.
Of course.
And the halftime performer was Carol Channing.
Which
I don't know if she's doing Hello Dolly or what she's doing.
It's so nice to see you back where you belong.
But at the time, Carol Channing was a year younger than Jennifer Lopez was. Yes, Carol Channing was 49 when she performed at Super Bowl IV, and the announcer of that broadcast was Jack Buck.
Now, Carol was going to do a pole dance in that halftime show, right?
Like,
and it was it got canceled. High winds knocked. We couldn't do it.
Too many crotch shots.
Sorry.
Yeah, many people outraged.
We did not plan for this.
Too many Carol Channing crotch shots.
Speaking of
again. Well,
she's
of course,
just like last year.
Us better be on a delay when Carol Channing's getting going.
You never know what she's going to get up to. I thought the broadcast was solid throughout. The halftime show was good. The commercials were fine.
Yep.
That play, though, that you heard coming back, it's Damien Williams off to the right, and it was a replay that took, I don't know, 8 or 9 camera shots, 8 or 9 replay review angles to find out whether he had gotten the ball over the plane before stepping out with what his right foot, right? And yet, with all of the cameras here, you didn't have the straight down the sideline shot or straight down the goal line shot. Ha! Why is it 2020 and you don't have a constant down the goal line shot?
Automatic.
With no angle on it. And by the way, how does Damien Williams not dive for the end zone there?
There were so many.
I don't know how he didn't get his feet underneath him to dive for the end zone.
Also, was it me or were there many Bears-like moments when receivers or ball carriers went backward or didn't go or tried to get extra yards instead of just getting the line to gain?
Kelce twice.
Yep.
Tried to go backward and didn't go. Although, I mean, he had a nice little game and had a really good reverse pivot too to go get the extra yards. And it worked out for him. But I think the answer is when you're Tyreek Hill or something, you get to do that. You can do that.
I guess on balance, you're better off doing that, apparently.
It's like trying to hit home runs. You know, I mean, it can work out because when you hit it, it's big game.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Fan 4-Pack is a fantastic way to enjoy Chicago Wolves hockey. It's 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 1 large popcorn for 1 low price. To get yours, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's get into the not-so-way-back machine and go all the way back in time. Not to Carol Channing's Super Bowl IV performance, but to Anthony Heron and his in-studio appearance on Thursday when he gave his thoughts into how this game might shake out.
The Chiefs haven't really started fast in the postseason, though. So, depending on how many possessions they get early in the game, which from a tempo standpoint, as much as San Francisco runs the ball, they're not necessarily plotting in the way that they do it.
Right.
They don't have to be a huge time of possession team to put up points, to run the ball, to get the advantage they're looking for physically on the opponent. Very dissimilar from the Titans, where the Titans are looking to control the clock because they want to make sure that they're eating it up and not allowing their opposing offense on the field. That's not necessarily San Francisco, but with as much success as they have running the rock, it can still be advantage 49ers defense because of the field position they can take it with. If San Francisco moves the ball between the 20s, if they are forced to punt, you know, and try to pin Kansas City back, you can still put your defense in an advantageous scenario. I wouldn't be surprised, though, and I would anticipate early in the game there's not going to necessarily be fireworks. It doesn't strike me as an early fireworks game. It strikes me as a game that ramps up towards those fireworks once you – and, you know, who knows? I mean, both coaches have been in the Super Bowl before to whatever extent they have. Obviously, Andy Reid has been there as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Shanahan has been there as a coordinator. So you would think that there will still likely be a level of aggression that they bring to their play calling early on. I just think both defenses are going to provide enough resistance. Well, I don't expect early fireworks. I think they're going to come, though.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner!
Yeah, that's knock him out of the park, big guy. That is a top-notch breakdown by Anthony Heron. That was just on Thursday. And by the way, so I told Anthony then, and the three bets I made were tails, Chiefs, and the over, right? I wanted to keep it simple. Put some money down on it, too. It's just a couple of points from the over hitting. I mean, if San Francisco goes down and has like a last minute vanity touchdown, something like that, then I get my over. But I should have listened to Anthony Heron. I should always listen to Anthony Heron. I should just do exactly what he tells me.
But on balance, you made money.
Yeah, on balance, I made a couple of bucks. That feels good. You always like to hit the coin toss. Starts off on a nice little note.
This is Dennis in Eau Claire on the score. Hello, Dennis. You're on the score.
Hey, fellas. I enjoyed the show. What I took away from this in comparing, contrasting with the Bears is, since the Bears are miles away from even San Francisco's offense, light years away from Kansas City, that the only path for them to make a run deep into the playoffs is to concentrate on building up their defense, whether it be, well, with their draft picks, their second round this year, or free agency. I mean, their offense is 3 to 5 years of good drafts away from being a...
Dennis, here's Dennis. Matt Nagy is your head coach. So understand that the plan here, as long as Matt Nagy is here, his plan is going to be the Kansas City offense as quickly as possible. That's what's going to go on here. And he's going to try to find that tight end, and they are going to try to emulate what Andy Reid is doing. Whether or not you think it's going to work, I don't know. But make no mistake, you just understand the way Matt Nagy is wired.
Okay, I guess my question is, do you think that's going to work? I see that 3 to 5 years of good drafts away from being anything close. And by then, where's the defense going to be?
I think it's a heavy lift.
I think it depends on how aggressive you want to be at the quarterback position.
I think they've got a lot of really good players on their team still. I really do. I think they've got a lot of talent. And I think they have an opportunity to snap back and be good next year. But I think that Nagy's going to have to improve as a play caller. I think they're going to have to find that tight end. And they're going to have to figure out how long they give this quarterback before he shows you he's just not the guy.
Look, they gave you...
If he hasn't already.
It's a quarterback and a coach with an offense that actively fight each other. The quarterback fights the offense, and the offense fights the quarterback. That's not a great way to do things. You saw with San Francisco, though, that even... You know, if you can understand, I guess, you don't have to love it, but if you can understand Kyle Shanahan's reticence to let Jimmy Garoppolo go down the field with a minute 53 left, a minute 53 in the end of the first half, if you can understand his reticence to do that, or you understand his unwillingness to seemingly trust his quarterback, and yet, through an entire playoff run, and for 3.5 quarters of the Super Bowl, he's got the better team. He's got the more explosive, more dynamic offense. He's got the best player in the league right where he wants him. Okay. Now, what we're talking about here is a head coach that understands how to get his players in the positions to succeed. Do you think a lot of other teams take a guy like Kyle Juszczyk and get him this close to 2 touchdowns in a Super Bowl?
Did you see how excited the rest of the team was that he scored the touchdown?
They were so pumped.
Yeah.
It was awesome. That's my guy, too, Juszczyk. I really like the idea of a head coach identifying skill sets of players and then finding plays in which you exploit those skill sets. Here's a bunch of linebackers that can't match up with this dude. I can line him at tight end. I can fullback him. I can release him into a slot just to see if we're going to get some man. All that stuff happens because you've got a head coach that identifies how to put players in the right place, how to identify skill sets and find those and put those in the right place. And to me, there's any lesson to be learned, I guess, in terms of the Bears watching this Super Bowl, it's exactly that. It's allow the players and their skill sets to dictate more of your offensive scheme.
I think that the lesson that the Bears are learning is we need our tight end, and then everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, you need that too.
Right?
Yes.
It's just once that piece locks in, it's like an infinity stone. You know, they just sort of set it, they click it right in there, and then all of a sudden it powers everything up.
Oh, the on button for the infinity stone.
I think that's
what... We got to flip that?
I think that's how they look at this, is they see Kelce and they see Kittle, and they think once that piece gets solved, everything else falls into place and Mitch stops being bad.
There's a far piece from bad to average.
I know.
There's a good long way between bad and average, and I'm willing to go part of that way with a tight end and a running game that kind of works a little bit and a wide receiver that's a bit faster and more available than Taylor Gabriel. I'm okay getting to average. I don't think you're getting much past that.
We need to set aside a little bit of extra time for a Super Monday Midday Midway because we got to get to some of the commercials and our thoughts. And I think there were some that were really good, some that were just sort of, what are you doing and what are you selling
yes,
me?
Yes.
And apparently something happened to Rick Camp.
I got a text last night.
Okay, I don't know anything about this. I promise you. I'm completely in the dark on this.
I got a text last night from a source telling me that Rick Camp had one of the more embarrassing things happen to him. That a human being can have happen to them.
Is it more embarrassing than passing out on a work trip?
No, but it's close. And Rick's going to tell the story in the Midday Midway when we come back.
I've got something, too, that I did that I will ask the question, as we often do in the Midday Midway. Is this irony?
Midday Midway's on the way. Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Guys, check this out. There's a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild this Valentine's Day, and it's probably not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are addictively soft, so soft they beg to be touched. Go to Pajamagram.com to get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft, softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy too. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, you don't have to wrap them because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So, visit Pajamagram.com today. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them the score sent you.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Homer Esiason.
I just don't see the Patriots paying Tom Brady top end dollar when I'm talking about $35, $40 million a year for a starting quarterback in the NFL. with his resume, I don't think he's going to be there. I think he's either in another uniform or he is retired. I don't see, you know, the Chicago Bears spending the kind of money it may take to actually get him to go there. I don't see him and Matt Nagy seeing eye to eye, and I just, they're a team that would be one of those teams you would say, yeah, we're the really good teams that may be in need of a quarterback. And like I keep telling you guys, I think that they should bring somebody in to push Mitchell and to make him compete for this job and not let him think that it's all his, that he's got to go out and earn it and immerse himself in the playbook. But I don't think Tom Brady's that guy.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2-6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
Lucas Giolito, after what he accomplished last year.
Do what you do.
Change nothing in your approach. Repeat everything you did that made you successful.
And listen to James also, McCann. He's going to be adding that three-quarter delivery that Steve Cishek's going to teach you.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Are you more excited about the additions or the growth of the players that are already here?
For me, it's the latter.
Because I find myself going, what will Moncada do this year?
Yeah.
And will he cut down his strikeouts? Will he increase walks this year?
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
These fine gentlemen right here, McNeil and Parkins Show.
Fine gentlemen. I mean,
that's not often said of the two of us.
He's being nice.
Troublemakers. Instigators.
Yeah. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1-2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3-4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5-6-7-8.
Our objective is Midway.
9-10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
It's a Super Monday version of the Midday Midway because we have been talking about the Super Bowl, about the broadcast, about Patrick Mahomes and how spectacular he was, about the number of predictions that we got right. The picks that came in.
Well, there was that Anthony Heron thing, too.
That was just pretty impressive.
Told you what was going to happen in the game, and then exactly that happened.
Pretty impressive. We also had a nice conversation with Eric Edholm with some X's and O's, some coaching, some over-conservatism that was, if not expected, certainly warned about.
So this time is going to be mostly for Rick, but I want to tell you what happened last night at about 8 o'clock. Joe Dredge, former Score employee, shot me a text and said, hey, Tanny had a Super Bowl party. I went. Great time. Camp was also invited. You have to ask him to tell his story about where he went first. Rick, take it away, my friend.
So I had never been to the Tannehill residence before, so I was going off of the proper address that I was given. I got to about like one turn away, and judging by the distance, I was like, okay, I don't need the my GPS anymore. Turn it off. Make the turn, go park. I'm like, okay, street address. Yeah, checks out. I see somebody by the front door I don't recognize, but, you know, it could be...
It's a party.
Yeah, it's a party. Could be family. Could be somebody else's friend. Go up to the door, and I was like... And the guy looked at me like, who are you? And I was like, oh, well, you know, Chris invited me. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, Chris. So then I go in. I put my beer down. You know, introduce myself. The people introduce themselves to me. I sit down and wait a few minutes, figuring he's probably... like figuring he's probably and anybody else that I know is like in a basement or something or in just a different room.
You're out on the back porch or something.
Yeah. And like for me, there were a couple red flags, but I have a lot of anxiety. Like I have anxiety when I go to a new place. So I was just like, this is just me being anxious. Just go through it. I'm trying to be better about
it. What were the red flags?
Well, just that there was nobody that I knew. I don't really know anybody's cars, so I couldn't judge off of that. But the house
Everyone's speaking Vietnamese.
Right? So that, but the house number was exactly the same. So I was like, so that was the first thing. If it hadn't, I wouldn't have even bothered. Okay. So I go in and I sit down, and these people are very nice. I'm sitting there for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, this just seems wrong. So I text Tanny. I'm like, am I at the right place? He walks out of his door, apparently, and so do a couple guys that are there. And then he calls me, and it was loud in there, so I go outside.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm standing right outside my place right now. And I'm like, I'm standing right outside the place I was just in. So,
oh, no.
So I realize that I'm like a block off. So I don't go back in. I do not grab the beer as a sunk cost. I cut my losses. I get in my car and I go the next block over to Tanny's.
Did you, so there's nothing that you just ghosted?
100%.
And they're going to wonder, remember that guy that came over that Seriously. One time?
Oh, and the thing is, those people could not have been nicer considering I'm legitimately a total stranger walking into their house. Oh, and,
but was there a Chris?
Yes, they had a cousin, Christopher. And they're like, oh, okay. We're like, we didn't know he was coming. But, you know, like, he's kind of like one of those standing invite things. So they're like, you know, if he doesn't pop over here quick, you can stay for the game. And that was about when I texted Tanny. I'm like, I think something's wrong here.
That's phenomenal.
It is absolutely fits. So obviously, we need your help. If you were at the party where some random person showed up claiming that he knew Chris.
Wearing a Boba shirt.
And just left. Yeah. If you know someone who told you a story of a man just showing up to their Super Bowl party and then leaving in a hurry.
Oh my God.
Please find those people. We need to talk.
I didn't leave in a hurry.
Right.
I went out to take the phone call and then just never went back in.
You had half the Velveeta.
Well, they offered. Like they
sampled
offered
everything.
Yep. I figured, you know, for the awkward interaction, you know, the beer was at least something to leave.
Fabulous.
As if I didn't have enough anxiety going to new places before. Let's put this on top.
You'll never
of
leave. This won't happen again. This won't happen again. This is why
mistake you make once.
This is why you bring your wife with you, because she would immediately have said
she was working.
Yeah, immediately said, yeah, this isn't right, because she would have known. That's awesome.
Oh my God.
All right, is this irony? I wrote a stupid column using the Wall Street Journal story, the report that cited Emory University's study on the danger of avocados. Avocados are an absolute menace because, as we discussed, of the number of ways that people injure themselves, and I, in fact, have injured myself trying to get the pit out of an avocado using the point of the knife rather than the flat side of the knife, which you're not supposed to do either.
Right.
And you're supposed to buy the avocado tool, which is a one-stop shopping safe way to open and de-pit and cut an avocado. And it's really foolproof, but I don't. I'm still going with the other way. So I write the thing about with all the stats from the emergency rooms. And I talked to my cousin about it, who runs the emergency department here at St. Mary and Elizabeth. But he knows of avocados. Talked to Highland Park Hospital about bagel cuts on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
What
they're used to there, going right into the palm through the bagel. Well, ha ha ha, I write the piece and post a couple times, whatever. Who then hacked his thumb while cutting an onion last night? I'm trying to make getting the sauce ready. I did.
Was it you?
It was. And of course, I'm over at the cutting board and I'm getting the heart plugs ready. So what I do, instead of doing marinara sauce and sausage, I crumble the pound of sausage and I do a homemade sauce.
Sure.
I actually make the sauce from scratch and then put that on there because it's so good. And as I'm cutting the onion right through the point of my thumb, and it was
too.
It doesn't look that bad because I glued it.
Yeah.
But it was, that's a very vascularized little area on the tip of the thumb.
So A lot of blood.
But yeah, it just puts a little more iron in the sauce.
Which swear words do you go to right away? Some of the classics?
It was too embarrassing.
Sure.
I was more or less like, oh, come on, you idiot. And then,
So the heart plugs went well, despite the... What did you make anything else from our call-in show?
Did not. I just did heart plugs again. That was what people seemed to want. It was... By people, I mean Jason.
Yeah, well...
My wife and daughter were out of town. The two of us did, yeah. He took the rest for lunch today.
I know we can play the sound here if you want, but I want to talk about what we all made from our show.
I did
the atomic, what was it?
Buffalo Turds.
Atomic Buffalo Turds.
The Atomic Buffalo Turds. Right. And Jay, I think you made them as well?
I did.
Solid?
They were delightful.
Yeah.
They didn't look great.
No.
When I was done with them, like, they were kind of ugly, but once you tasted them, they were tremendous.
Yeah, they were actually pretty good. I did the cream cheese, the shredded cheese, the shallot, and then I just mixed the old Frank's Red Hot buffalo sauce in there in one whole shot and then threw it in the jalapeno and cooked them up.
I did not have shallots, so I used a taco seasoning I had.
Oh.
And I used the, you told me the word earlier and I forgot it again, the thing you do to turkey.
Baster.
The baster.
Jay, it's called a baster.
That's the word. I can't recall that for some reason.
It doesn't.
What's that sound effect you doing? You do it to the turkey.
That's amazing.
And I was just...
What are you doing to your turkey?
I was just going to say, we're assuming it's
Mom,
the baster.
Fart. Dad's Boom. Doing that thing fart. To the turkey again.
Every individual turd got a squirt. It's true.
That's what they're called.
That's what they're called.
I got the Frank's wing sauce, and every individual pepper got its own... Exactly.
You know what else I made? I did the thing. The guy called in and was like, I had the feta dip, right?
Yeah.
You just take the feta and whip the thing up with the olive oil and feta. Did that. Ended up eating it all before I got to the Super Bowl party I went to. Super easy and will be making that. I know it's simple, but I would
never. Can't go wrong with that, right?
No, it's just feta in a blender with olive oil and a couple of, the table crackers, the cars. Solid stuff.
We did the heart plugs again, too. This time adding marinara to the bread before we cooked it. It's a nice touch. Nice little pickup. And then my friend's flatulent dog stole a heart plug at the end of the night.
Uh-oh.
Sort of wished them luck before we left.
That's a score caller, too, isn't it? My friend's flatulent dog.
It is, yes.
Favorite commercial? One of ones.
The Jason Momoa one for whatever product that was, I thought, really funny. I think that's my one of ones.
Okay, that was Rocket Mortgage, I would say?
Yeah, that was it. It was Rocket Mortgage.
Mine by a mile. The only one that got an out loud, multiple out loud laughs as it built on me was Cheetos popcorn.
Okay.
Because it did something that most Super Bowl commercials don't do. And that is use a random celebrity properly and get the fit right. One thing that, Jason Momoa, that was good. Self-deprecating, do the whole thing. Too many commercials are like, oh, it's Martin Scorsese and it's Jonah Hill. Like, what are you doing there? It's Molly Ringwald selling avocados, or it's Winona Ryder lying in the snow.
All-pro linebacker Brian Arakpo.
You're all-pro linebacker Brian Arakpo.
This was, I never saw it coming. The whole idea of it, too, I can't. I got Cheeto dust all over my hands. What do you want me to do? I can't be of any help manually. And there's Hammer popping out sideways.
Right.
Everything just worked.
You know what I thought? Did the same thing. It's set up to be one of those, it's Post Malone or whoever that person is.
That was good, too.
That was a really good one. And he sold it with the Do You Have Any Pretzels line at the end. That
Not
was
just
fun.
That. You know why it really worked? He was a really good actor.
Yep.
Like, he went for the full bit. Like, he sold the physical stuff.
I was impressed.
Really well. You usually don't see that.
Where are we coming down on Smart Pack?
Smart Pack?
I really like that one because it went on too long, which to me is always funny.
Rule of three, rule of 17. Yep.
And it also illustrated perfectly what they were advertising.
It's true.
It showed you exactly how the product worked perfectly.
I also think, Rachel
which
Dratch.
I'm not trusting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would never remotely park
right, actually
my car.
Do it. Rachel Dratch is just, she's hysterical. Just absolutely funny. And if you didn't know this, Chris Evans, right? Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
John Krasinski tried out for Captain America. Was one of the guys that could have been
really?
Captain America. And the funny story with Krasinski as he's trying out is he's putting the costume on and he's going to do a screen test with Chris Hemsworth, Thor. And he sees Hemsworth walk by and he's jacked out of his mind. And at that moment, Krasinski goes, nope, not doing this.
Really?
Takes the costume off, walks out. It's like, I'm good. This is not happening. I cannot measure up to that. It's
really?
Not happening.
That's like the story of my friend's dad that was a high school football player and went to try out as a walk-on in Illinois.
and he saw Dick Butkus hit a guy,
right,
and he left.
Sorry.
He just knew. He just turned around and was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. This is not happening.
The Bill Murray one I thought was funny.
Yeah, it's
like
good.
Bill Murray just kind of gets me. I thought that was funny. What else was the other one we all ended up liking at the end of the day?
Rick and Morty?
Yo, the Rick and Morty one. Right. I thought that was pretty
Pringles,
solid.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Pringles mix. I thought that was pretty good.
I like that sort of, phantasmagoric kind of, what would you call it? Surrealism.
Yeah, the breaking the fourth wall kind of thing, which Rick and Morty always
do. Yeah, Rick and Morty,
I guess that's their kind of...
It's weird and it's sort of discomforting, so it works.
Oh. Then there was the Google ad.
Oh, dude.
The Google ad that was like, hey, sit down for 45 seconds or so. We're going to make you cry. We're going to be like Pixar and program the first 10 minutes of Up into a commercial.
Well, that's like the Apple iPad where it's like, oh, even though grandma's dead, we put her in all the photos.
Yeah, with the Up music.
Right?
What's going on?
Yeah, so when the Google ads started, my thought was that it was worse than it was. Because it turns out it's just like, it's dead wife, right? And they're just doing like, help me remember dead wife.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Alzheimer's sufferer.
So did I.
Relying on Google to help me maintain the last vestiges of my identity. Help me understand the world. Help me continue to exist as a human being.
Please don't let me forget me.
Right, that's what I thought was. I'm like, and I'm literally saying, you're not doing this. But they weren't. It was just dead wife. It wasn't Alzheimer's sufferer disappearing.
I took it as both.
I think
really?
It was both.
Yes,
oh.
I took it as both.
God, that's horrible.
She died and he's forgetting. And by the way, here's Ric Flair.
Whoa!
How
about the Alexa ad, which was in some ways very clever with Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi playing around with Alexa throughout time or versions of Alexa going back through history. But there's that undercurrent of the fact that it's spying on you.
Yes, it knows everything.
Right, and there's something more than vaguely sinister about it that they didn't really... you kind of could have had it, an understanding that...
It's fine.
And what was life like before it? It's only been a handful of years that's existed.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's Ellen and Portia, and everyone loves
everyone's
them, and,
okay.
And you move on. It's fine.
Okay, great. That is a special edition of the Midday Midway. We are going to talk to Rich Campbell. He can give us, as always, some Chicago Bears context into what happened yesterday, what it might have meant, what it may mean going forward. He looked at the timetable now for the Bears as we get set into a new league year. The Super Bowl's over, and that means our 2020 season kind of begins. And some people also look at this as the unofficial start of baseball season.
Yes, that's how I'm looking at it as soon as we're done with the show today.
I'm sure you will.
Beginning baseball season.
Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear from Rich Campbell. He's next on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Head to
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
How you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. 280 pounds walking around feels a little better than 350. So.
How would you describe what you went through going back to the time when the Bears placed you on IR and how difficult that was of a season to get through?
Unfortunately to me, being on injured reserve is not something I'm new to. Having been on it before this year, it gave me an understanding of how lonely it can be and how tough it can be as a football player. When you're healthy, there's nothing better than being in the NFL. And when you're not healthy, there's not much worse. I just found that it was time for me to amicably figure out a way to end it with the Bears. And I thought that they did right by me for so long by drafting me, by re-signing me, by keeping me around. And they saw what I saw, the writing was on the wall, and we found a way to do it.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. That's why a couple of months ago I chose them for LASIK. It's been amazing. I'm living a kind of different life. I'm seeing 2015. The results have been fantastic. Being able to just wake up in the morning and see is a life changer. I don't have to deal with the glasses or the contacts, the backup contacts or the solution and being out of any one of those things or losing my glasses. I just wake up and see. Your first